his arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live, to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
Oh God of revival, let hope arise, death is overcome.
Well, good morning. We welcome everyone to Wednesday Live. It is Wednesday, David. Why am I not hearing you? Let's get your mics on here.
Yeah, there we go.
I want to make sure we're showing up at the same place at the right time and all those kind of good things. Well, you are listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida, and we always have a great time together. And we have John Nelson that is joining us. It sort of sounds like John is out on a sailboat, maybe. I hear a little wind blowing. And John, are you out there? Are you on a golf course today? Where are you?
No, I'm looking at a golf course. I'm actually at a job site that's on the water. So you hear people going over a drawbridge.
Oh, that's what we're hearing. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to WCNO. We want to talk about familiesrecover.org, and there is some exciting things going on. So tell us about Families Recover and what's getting ready to happen.
Well, you know, we guys, we've been around about 10 years. We've been an impact partner with you guys for a little over two. We drug, alcohol, and human trafficking prevention and education locally in a few other cities around the country. We partner with a lot of great sheriff's departments and stuff like that. Anyway, on June 23rd, we have an exciting golf event that you're going to come and show up for. I'm going to golf behind you because I might be able to learn a couple tricks.
right. You're going to golf behind me because you want to keep people from pushing me off the course and sending me back to base camp.
Well, they'll be ducking because I'm the type of guy that hits it a couple fairways over.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be a great fun. You're going to be out there, Keith Masters, you know, the Flagstar Bank people, Seacoast, Peters, you know, there's a lot of great people involved. And we're sold out golf-wise. We're sold out tee box-wise. There's only one thing left, and that's a lunch sponsor. So we're really praying and hoping that God delivers that. And if he does it, we're still going to go out and have a great time. You know, the golf course has been bought by some really great people that invest a whole lot of time in the kids' sports. It's actually a boarding school for young sport kids from around the world, soccer, tennis, golf, and volleyball. And it's exciting because, you know, they're trying to up that to 50 kids. And, you know, I'm all about the kids.
Yes,
you know,
sure.
Miami Heat are trying to win a championship, and we've been taking foster kids and people in the recovery world down to the Heat for 10 years. So, you know, this is something that's exciting, getting past COVID, being able to finally raise some money. And we're just excited. You know, it's Sandpiper Bay, and Wyndham is now managing that course. It is under construction, so I've had to apologize before people get there. You know, it was a closed course for 2 years. They reopened it. Our good friend Bob, who's been on the program, you know, resurrected it like us. You know, most people coming out of addiction are being resurrected.
Right.
Like our Jesus, like Jesus on the third day.
Amen.
So, you know, and I've had a few people call me up and have, you know, we could be golfing and get a better place. Well, we're golfing for a cause. And what better place than to go to a golf course that's coming back to life?
There you go. It has a great, so
we're
a great
excited
plan.
And yeah, you know, I can't wait to see what happens there. I live not too far from that course. So, you know, the impact civically in local businesses and just kids all around, it's going to be pretty good stuff.
All right, so this
June
is coming
23rd,
up. There it is.
Yes, June 23rd, 8:30, we're shotgunning. 12:30, we're all doing lunch over in the Wyndham cafeteria. We had great. I just got a John Daly signed hat. We got a Tiger Woods signed thing for raffle. We got a great golf club. Peters has donated some really cool stuff like last year. So we got kid teams coming out. We got you guys. I can't wait to go. I am going to put my golf cart behind you, Jonathan.
All right.
But well, we're going to put Lou Ann and Kelly not too far from.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah, I want to be able to see how that goes.
Now, we'll put Keith Masters out in front of us because he's bringing eight guys, and we're going to have a good time because we could actually be part of their team and be a 12-some because he can really hit a golf ball.
That's right, and I could learn just from being close to him, you know.
We all can learn something from somebody, right?
There you go. Amen. There you go. Well, John, we're real excited about this event. In fact, I'm going to be out of town. I'm coming home one day early just to be on the course. And, of course, my son's going to be joining me. He has never been on a golf course to go golfing. And so he is excited about this. And, you know, our clubs are probably going to look like they were rejects over at the Goodwill or something like that. But we're going to come with something, and we're excited. It's a great cause. Anytime people get together to celebrate the goodness of God, it's always a good thing. So thank you, John, for being a partner with us here at WCNO. It is a real blessing, and that is the way we're able to be here as a Christian station, is to have great partnerships with you. And you are hard at work in the kingdom to see life saved and see young people put on the right track, and that's a great thing that we can together lift up Christ in.
We're loving it, and we're loving you guys, and I thank you for the opportunity to do a shout-out. You guys have a blessed day.
Thanks, and so if you're wanting more information, go to familiesrecover.org, familiesrecover.org, and John Nelson actually answers his phone when you call him.
That's right.
John, I know you do, because...
Well, that number out there, 772-285-5828. And, you know, we get calls from that commercial we put out there. Mm-hmm. If you're out there and you're struggling, or you have a loved one struggling in the addiction or anything else, because mental health is a big part of this, call me.
Yeah,
we have people that want to help. We really do. There is an answer.
And
there is a loving God.
I send people to you, too. You know, we had a gentleman call the other day. It's probably been a week ago, maybe 10 days or so ago. But, you know, he called and had a family situation and was like, you know, I missed the phone number for that guy, you know, that works with families in recovery. And he said, we've tried everything, you know, and we're trying to find solutions and answers. And somehow when we get together and seek God together, God's the one that's got the answers. And I know he reached out to you. So people are calling us, and we're looking forward to the 23rd. John, keep us posted, and you might want to just give us updates as we get closer. Maybe over the next couple Wednesdays, the team here will be able to give you a shout. But once again,
we really appreciate you guys.
Once again, we want to thank you.
Thank you. God bless, and have a great show.
Thank you very much. Again, if you're just bye-bye. Tuning in, this is John Nelson with familiesrecover.org, June the 23rd at the Sandpiper Bay, Port St. Lucie, Florida, is going to be a golfing event raising money for their work there. Dave, you have some paperwork. Let's continue along.
Well, we have some notes from our wonderful listeners. We and often they send a gift, and so Carolyn and Carol, if I'm reading this correctly.
You are.
Thank you for being there. We love you all. God bless each of you, and you're in our prayers. And we thank you. Please pray for my family, Carolyn and Carol, and as a Carolyn's family, and we'll certainly do that. We also have a note from somebody, I can't find their name. I was going to thought it was Phil, but that's actually a scripture reference, Philippians 4:13.
Right, so sometimes we don't get the names transferred.
We don't get the name.
Yeah, but that's
but say,
the notes
God
from
God bless that. And keep you all. And he reminds us from Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And it's KWD 61, and there's a neat little cartoon of someone smiling at us. Thank you. That's great. That's very encouraging.
All right.
So there's that. I don't know. This was something I hadn't discussed with you, but quick shout out.
You can share it. Sure.
Seconds.
Sure.
We had Donna True in here a couple weeks ago
on
my program.
Great guest.
And she's with the Martin County Council on Aging, and out at the Kane Center, they have a lot of free programs for folks who are caregivers for Alzheimer's and other dementia folk. And they're having an Alzheimer's community forum on June the 30th at 11 a.m. at the Kane Center, which is located at 900 Southeast Salerno Road in Stewart. And this is especially for those that are just getting involved with a loved one that has dementia. And learn about Alzheimer's disease and other dementias. Discuss your personal experience and begin to sow into support groups. Share your thoughts about how they can help you. Learn about resources as well. If you're interested, you can register by calling 800-272-3900 or 772-223-7800. And this announcement will be appearing on our community calendar very shortly.
And please take advantage of these offerings because it is most beneficial for families that are looking to find solutions and looking to just team up together.
Amen.
And get with other people that have been there ahead of you. And, you know, sometimes a family ends up being shocked and not really knowing where to go and what to do, but the Kane Center is a great resource.
Yes, and I can give a personal witness because of my sister. And
sure.
When she moved, she had Alzheimer's. And although my wife and I both had much experience with dementia, we were still not aware of all the resources available. Went to talk to Donna True there and some of the other folks at the Kane Center. Very helpful.
Yes.
There's a whole raft of opportunities.
Sure.
For help and support.
Now, Dave, we're talking about a Kane Center that's in Martin County.
Yes.
But if you are in Palm Beach County, you're in St. Lucie, Indian River County, we actually, as a station, reach into about 10 counties. So
right.
If you're in one of the other counties and you are involved in this type of work in your county, please call us and let us know about the services, goods and services that are available there in your area. And we would perhaps be able to bring you on air as well just to talk about some of the programs. Because I know there's great programs also available in Palm Beach County and on down south and probably out around the lake and up north of us as well. And we're reaching into all this these counties. And locally, we have developed these relationships, and so we have various contacts. They come in, they keep us updated on calendar events, things that are happening, but we welcome that from you who are in the other counties that we reach, because we are your hometown station. And even though our physical address is in Palm City, we are local, and you know, we all work right here at the station, David. Everything
right.
is produced from here. Of course, we have national programs that are sent in to us, but we have a large number of Treasure Coast, Gold Coast ministries that are part of this ministry as well. And so there perhaps might be a place for you here at WCNO if you're a pastor or maybe a parachurch ministry, maybe a nonprofit or maybe a for-profit, and you would like to be a part of this ministry. And you may say, well, how does that work? Well, today we're actually going to take a few minutes to talk about some of the inner workings, David. So it's okay to talk about business and ministry partnerships.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you just give a thumbnail of what that is about?
We have partners that are in business, Christian businessmen and women, and also churches and parachurch ministries who are ministry partners. And this is a way that if you wanted to reach out and come alongside of us as a donor, in return for your gift, we'll give you some airtime to promote your ministry or your business. And for $140 a month, we will gladly produce spots, at least 20 every week.
At least 20, at least 20 a month.
And at least 20 a month and more, because the computer picks them. And those will be 15-second spots. It will promote what you're doing. And if you for $280 a month, we double the amount of time. So it's 30-second spots.
That is extremely affordable.
Oh, yeah.
You'll it's never a find great that, resource.
That you'll never find that radio time at that least a price anywhere. And you know, a lot of people call and say, well, I need a plumber. I need a...
Constantly. We have people calling.
Christians looking to support Christian businesses. In fact, we have a guy who does bug pest control.
Yes.
Who
yes.
continually says, you know, I'm going to keep giving you this gift, but I don't think I need the ad anymore because I have more business than I can handle.
He gives business away, actually, to
really
his competitors.
Christian competitors.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're still on the air, of course, but... So these are ways you can come alongside of us, and then we can bless you in return. And my church, we have a ministry partnership, and we're a tiny little church, but, you know, we want to honor God. We feel strongly, not just because I work here, but because of what this ministry means
to us. It's a powerful seed.
Oh, yeah.
It's a powerful seed.
Powerful seed.
And it's much more than getting the message out about your goods and services and who you are, what your company is, what your ministry is. That is important. But what I see as the most important thing is it's the body of Christ coming together to lift up Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And so you do that in your business. We do that here as a Christian ministry. And when we come together, it enables us to have the resources to provide this ministry. And, you know, sometimes people listen to Christian radio and think, well, you know, it's just always there.
Yeah.
But actually, a good number of stations are being purchased, and we have... no small amount of people inquiring of this station that would love to get this station because it is such a large voice. And yet God has called us.
Amen.
And so the way our bills are paid, the way the resources are raised for this ministry, it comes really from three different streams. We do have national programming and local programming that provides a share. We also have... we have partners, which you're just talking about, ministry and business partners. This is for-profit and non-profit organizations. And then we have listener support. And without those three streams, this ministry would not function. So it really requires all three be working well together.
And as you mentioned, have mentioned several times in our prayer and share, because we're listener-supported, and the bulk of our income comes from listener gifts, that the airtime that you want to purchase for promoting your business, or in fact, we can offer such a low rate, is because we are our ministry
exactly.
is listener supported. So the airtime is so vastly reduced. Check out airtime with any commercial station.
There you go. Yeah,
who's probably going to be at 1,000 watts or 5,000 watts covering a small area. We're 100,000 watts. Check out their cost to do a spot, a 30-second spot versus ours. It's incredibly low at our end.
So being a good steward, being a kingdom steward, and just being aware of the opportunity, even this Wednesday Life program, this program in part is sponsored by the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. And you listen in on Wednesday morning. Occasionally we'll have guests like Jonathan Kahn that we interview just recently. He was with us for the National Day of Prayer. Chris Vogel will come in, who is the executive director. And so by being a ministry partner, which the Treasure Coast Alliance is, that gives that organization an opportunity to get the message out.
That's right.
And we do promote, we promote the kingdom. And Karen is not, she's not with us at this moment, but Karen oversees the community calendar.
Yes.
To explain briefly how that works, David, and how people can be a part of that, because one thing Karen tells me is I could take a lot more from churches, I could receive, I could promote a lot more if I just had people giving us the information.
That's right. What we need is 2 weeks in advance of your event, and the event has to be free and open to the public. And I think you have to be a nonprofit, right, Jonathan?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The community calendar is exclusively for
nonprofits.
Nonprofit ministries and parachurch ministries.
But if it's free and open to the public, if you would send us to our station email, and that's WCNO@WCNO.com, a flyer or at least a request for community calendar, and give us all the pertinent information, the who, what, when, where, and why, and then we will, Karen will put together a promotional script.
Yep.
And you'll hear that on the air. It's aired twice a day, and people will listen to community calendar to find out what's going on.
They do.
In the churches and the nonprofit community. So, yeah, it's free, and there's no cost.
Your church ought to have WCNO tied into your annual events. You know, you have special events. You have Christmas events, resurrection season events, maybe mm-hmm. a men's events, women's, whatever. Churches have very busy schedules. But people do listen. A lot of people listen. And, of course, you know, we're able to give the address and the pertinent information so people are able to look further into it, maybe go online, maybe make a call. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be promoting some things. Just like a few moments ago, we had familiesrecover.org.
That's right.
With John Nelson. It's exactly like that. Well, David, I believe we do have Ma and Paul that we're going to bring in just a moment, but I wanted to mention and make sure we were able to touch on this today in reference to the tower. And
yes.
We broadcast from a tower that's located west of Palm City. Our signal is sent out at about 600 feet, and it goes to the north, the south, the east, and the west, literally. And it reaches down into the south. I was at the Miami port waiting for my wife to come in from a cruise. Mm. And I was listening to WCNO in Miami at the Port of Miami.
Wow.
And I had a very good signal there. And so we do have, we have donors. We have programs from the Miami area. And we used to say Fort Lauderdale, but actually, depending on whatever factors, mm-hmm. We do have a strong signal that goes south, definitely into the Fort Lauderdale area.
Amen.
It goes to the north up to the south side of Melbourne. And then, again, our signal circles Lake Okeechobee. And so that's Lewiston and Belglade and a number of communities that are around the lake. And we have had people tell us that, and this was a shock to me, that someone had made contact from Cuba on some occasions. They're able to pick up our signal, and that
wow.
is amazing.
That is amazing.
But I know the Bahama Islands, we do have people that communicate with us from there. All right, the tower, our equipment that is so necessary, is about 33 years old, a little more than that, some of it is. And we are in the process of rebuilding. And David, during prayer and share, which is where we typically raise the operational budget for the ministry, we had added to that the expense of the tower, because all of that equipment has to be replaced that is in the building out there. And we are going to be taking pictures and making some of this available mm-hmm. to you. And so I wanted to just let you know that the need is still here. It is beyond our operational expenses. We are looking to raise the rest of the money to pay for the equipment and the installation at the tower. And I have some very exciting news to bring this morning. We were at $35,000, looks like $619,000. And we came to that number on the tower on the way to $100,000. So, you know, we got a good start during prayer and share.
Mm-hmm.
But we have had the Lord touching some people's hearts.
Yes.
And we had just an amazing matching fund challenge that came in. And this came from a very dear and faithful supporter of the ministry, Diane.
Mm-hmm.
And she has made a $15,000 matching fund challenge, And this is in addition to what she's already given toward the tower. Wow. And she actually already matched up with Pastor Daryl Orman, and that was $1,000 back a couple weeks ago. But Diana's made this challenge. She understands the importance of this ministry being here and continuing to get the gospel out over the next, God willing, 30, 33 years as well. Mm-hmm. And so the equipment we have must be updated, and it's time to do it. And so we already had either given or committed this $35,619 or $519. I can't see the small number from where I'm sitting. I'll look at that. But then Diana's made a $15,000 matching fund challenge. And so we are looking to match up her gift. And so if you are able and God is touching your heart to give toward WCNO's tower, it's an equipment tower replacement, then that would be an awesome blessing. The equipment alone is just under $80,000. And then we anticipate installation to be maybe $20,000 in addition to that. And so this $15,000, we're looking to get this matched up, and we're going to go to a song. Then we're going to go to Ma and Paul, and then we're going to come back, and we have another guest that's getting ready to join us, and we're going to give you some other announcements because there are some other people, and Diane, if you're listening, I want you to stay tuned in because I'm going to tell you how God has been touching people's hearts to match and come alongside of you with that $15,000 challenge. And so I would encourage you to call David. Give out the numbers. We can take a call right now. We can take a donation this morning.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're calling in, let us know if you've already pledged it or if you are making a new or a first-time donation or a pledge toward the tower, and that would be a huge blessing.
You can call us at 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100, and we'll be happy to take your donation. If you send in a check or money order, you can actually mail it to 2960 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, Florida 34990. Just please note the word tower on the four line of your check, so we know to apply it.
All right, and you can give us a call right now, and we do have phone lines open right now if you would like to come alongside of Diane and be a partner in matching up those funds. We definitely need to do that. That's going to get us a whole lot closer to where we need to be, and we're going to be giving some more reports in just a moment. The song's entitled, If We Are the Body, and if you're in Christ, we are the body together.
Today, she slips in, trying to fade into the faces. The girl's teasing laughter is carrying farther than they know, farther than they know. But if we are the body, why aren't his arms reaching? Why aren't his hands healing? Why aren't his words teaching? And if we are the body, why aren't his feet going? Why is his love not showing them there is a way? 'Cause there is a way. There is a way. A traveler is far away from home, and he sheds his coat and quietly sinks into the back row. The weight of their judgmental glances tells him that his chances are better out on the road. But if we are the body, why aren't his arms reaching? Why aren't his hands healing? Why aren't his words teaching? on the body? Why on his feet going? Why is his love not showing? Damn, there is a way. For Jesus paid much too high a price for us to pick and choose who should come. We are the body of Christ. If we are the body, why on his arms reaching? Why on his hands healing? Why aren't his words teaching? And if we are the body, why on his feet going? Why is his love not showing? Then there is a way, 'cause Jesus is the way. Jesus is the way. We are his hand, we are his feet, we are the body, and Jesus is the way.
Years, Ma and Pa have had a stall at the Bickers Corner Flea Market. Every Saturday, they bring eggs and vegetables Ma has grown in her garden. They've made tons of friends through this enterprise and have been able to share their Christian witness with thousands of people. Recently, Ma has been wondering if they shouldn't bring their flea market endeavors to a close. In part, she believes their time could be better spent. Also, she has noted certain physical limitations which make the whole affair less enjoyable. In addition, they really don't need the money they make. But she also knows that for Paul, the flea market experience is a high point of his week. Normally introverted, Paul tends to work the crowds, and his joyful attitude is so disarming that many have listened to Paul's testimony, and many of those have received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. So, Ma has decided to test the waters and see where Paul might be with the idea of closing their flea market stall.
Hey, Paul, you got a minute?
Sure do. I'll just stagger up the steps here and join you on the porch.
Well, you do look a little unsteady. What's going on?
Let me just sit here in this rocker.
Goodness, Paul. What is ailing you? You sound like a cow giving birth.
I was in the barn a little while ago, finishing some work on a chainsaw. When I tried to start it, I yanked that pull rope something fierce. But what got started was a pain in my back. That ain't never happened before.
Yeah, I've noticed aches and pains I ain't had before either. Which brings me to the thing I wanted to talk to you about.
Last time my back hurt this much was when I was in that bowling league 10 years or so ago. Oh, I was working on a perfect game, you know. And in the last frame, I put everything I had into that ball.
I remember that, Pa, but about...
Old Perry Chicklett had bowled just before me. And you remember, we called him the Sweat Machine. 'Cause he perspired so bad, and
I do remember, Pa.
And I slipped on a pool of his sweat. Well, I went flying up into the air and landed flat on my back. To make matters worse, my ball sailed back and crashed into one of them bear spigots at the snack bar. I tell you, there was a geyser of beer that hit the ceiling. And old Perry Biltenschmier, he ran out. He helped out. He opened his mouth over that geyser and swallowed as much as he could till they shut the flow down. Maybe the one time the town put his addiction to good use.
Okay, Pa. I get it that you're in pain right now. But listen, I wanted to discuss something with you that I consider real important. It's about our stall at the flea market.
Oh, Ma, I know exactly what you're going to say.
You do?
Sure. I noticed it, too. The stall needs to be painted. It's taken a lot of wear and tear over the years. I got a gallon of nice, bright, white enamel. I'm going to go over to the flea market after lunch today and spiff it up.
Well, that's not exactly.
And I got you one of them folding chairs with a bracket for an umbrella, you know, so you can sit out in the sun next to the truck tailgate. Listen, I know you get suspicious of some folks what might want to take some of our goods when we're not looking.
Now, Paul, put your brain in neutral right now. I don't want to talk about any of that. What I want to talk about is, well, I'm wondering if we should quit the flea market.
Oh, you're thinking of a vacation, maybe? Well, I don't know. I guess we could take a weekend off, maybe a couple of weekends. In fact, you do look a mite worn out, Ma. I noticed a sign of that this morning at breakfast. When you're tired, your ears twitch, kind of like our cow when the flies are swarming around her head.
Pa, you ain't listening. What I'm talking about is us ending our flea market experience, quitting it entirely.
What? You mean bringing to a screeching halt over 50 years of flea market entrepreneurship? You mean shutting ourselves out of all that rich fellowship? Or you mean exiting one of the richest environments for sharing the gospel? And what about them folks who depend on them eggs we bring, laid by our loving, contented, anointed hands? You know how many folks depend on those eggs to start their mornings? What would happen if their day began with a lower quality egg, a mediocre product of a sad representative of the species Gallus gallus? Why, our entire culture would probably dissipate more than it is already.
Pa, it ain't gonna be.
And what about all them folks what need to hear about Jesus? You know how many lost souls come to flea markets all across the country? Tens of millions every weekend. And why do they go? They looking for something to buy, like scented candles or old books, or maybe them wooden toys whittled by smiling old men with tobacco stains on their fingers.
And now, Pa, I believe you're getting a mite flustered.
And what about our own hands, who are so enamored with the mission of providing eggs to our neighbors that they lay relentlessly, day and night, offering up their very lives as a sacrifice for the betterment of the egg-consuming public? What about them? If we didn't take their eggs to the flea market, I suspect they'd lose all sense of purpose. Why, they might even die out of shame, for crying out loud. Ma, listen, our entire lives are carefully intertwined with the flea market culture. What your suggestion is surgically invasive resection of that experience from our very souls.
Pa, you need to quiet down. Hold your lips tightly together and open up your ears all the way. And listen, you're in pain right now because your body's getting older. Well, so is mine. I enjoy the flea market almost as much as you do. But lately, seems like more work for me, really, for us, to go out on a Saturday and set up our stall. I'm really just wondering if it's time to just close that chapter of our lives and start a new one.
Well, if I weren't in such pain right now, my mind might be able to fashion a sharp retort to your commentary. But, oh well, you know, there's no escaping the truth, is there? We're getting older, and some of the things we used to do effortlessly now take more energy. Why, just this morning I had to sit on the bed to put my legs into my overalls. I don't have the balance to do it standing up anymore.
That's what I'm talking about. We need to think of making some changes, and I'm actually thinking we can put all this into prayer and hear from the Lord. Is it his idea, or is it just ours? I know we're both used to time at the flea market for ministry, and I sure know you like to work those crowds, and you've led hundreds of folks to Christ over the years.
Well, our stall rent is due in July. That gives us a couple of months to get direction from the Lord. And, you know, I have to admit, I've been secretly wondering if it weren't time to make a change anyway. I mean, it's not just my aches and pains, but, Ma, I've also noticed your struggles. How you sometimes waddle like a duck because of your hip hurting, or when your back pain causes you to grimace so hard, your face looks like one of them prunes.
Pa, sometimes, even when I know you're trying to express compassion for me, Your comments make it real hard to excavate any of those caring thoughts. But anyway, I guess we're sort of on the same page.
We are. And you know, we don't really need the money we get from the flea market sales. I mean, it's nice to have some extra and all, but all this talk makes me think it ain't worth the effort. But I'm going to have to think real hard about how to break this news to our hens. Suddenly, their lives will have no meaning or purpose. I'll have to find one of them livestock psychologists to come in and counsel with them.
Oh, nonsense. First of all, just because we close our stall at the flea market doesn't mean we can't visit there. We can go out for a couple of hours. You can work the crowd, share the gospel, and we can bring eggs and give them away. And I'll harvest my vegetables, like always, and bring them out. Or we can give all that to the local food bank, which actually sounds like a better idea.
Ma, that's brilliant. Oh, and I could bring my banjo I'm learning to play and plunk out some gospel tunes.
Pa, no offense, but you got to do a lot more practicing before you let yourself loose on the world with that banjo. You're getting much better, but you'll know when you've mastered that instrument when the bats stop slamming into the side of our house during your night practice sessions. You're messing with their sonar.
Well, it's always good to have Ma and Paul with us. I believe Ma and Paul will eventually come into complete agreement on this issue. They both recognize that as life advances, folks have to make certain changes in their activities. As Christians, we often discover that our own aging process requires that we make adjustments in our ministry activities. Physical abilities that have diminished cause us to adapt. Several physical limitations often bring an abrupt end to how we perform our ministry. But as long as we draw breath, we have a mission and a ministry. The Lord will not leave us without a means of serving Him. Rather than bemoaning our state of being, we can take Ma and Paul's example of prayer, seeking God's guidance for the next phase of our life in Christ. We have a divine promise in Hebrews 4:14-16. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then, with confidence, draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. If you have reached one of life's crossroads, God has a new direction for you as well. Well, once again, it's been a joy to have Ma and Paul with us right here at WCNO in Palm City, Florida. Indeed.
Yes.
Is it working?
Yeah, we're working. We're back.
We're back. All right. For some reason, I'm not hearing a thing here. There we go.
There we go. Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. We are glad that you're listening with us today on WCNO in Palm City, Florida. And Ma and Paul, it's always great to have them with us. And we also have another guest that is coming in with us, and it is Cynthia West. If you've been listening to WCNO for any period of time, you've heard Cynthia. Say hello, Cynthia.
Hello. Hi.
She's not going to say hello, Cynthia, because she is Cynthia.
I did think
about
that.
She thought on that just a moment. You have a great event that's coming up, and you're going to be telling us about that in just a moment.
Right.
And I want to make note of the fact that we had a call already come in today to give toward the tower. And David, I was just talking about that Diane made a $15,000 matching fund challenge, funds challenge toward the tower. This was a new donation, which we desperately need because we have new equipment, coming, and we're expecting it any day to be showing up, June or July. So we're into June, just the beginning, but we anticipate sometime by the time we get into July to have all of our new equipment. Then it has to be put together, and we are well on our way. Let me tell you what happened. So we were right at about 35,000, something like that, when we started. Today, we brought in that $15,000 matching fund, and I just put it all in, even though it's not matched fully yet. But let me tell you what God's been doing. And Diane, I hope you're listening. Shortly after, Diane had made that call, and of course, she sent the funds in right away. We received a call from a good friend of ours, Barrington. And he said, God has touched my heart, and I'm going to be giving $500. Mm. And so that came in as matching funds. Then we had a dear friend of Diane's, and this is Jane. And Jane sends a note along, my sweet sister in Christ, Diane, told me of your need. She is getting the word out. I will do the same. May God continue to bless you in all you do in His name. She sent in $100, and all that came in to come alongside to match up, be a part of that match. And then we had a donation that came in from Goldhammer family, and we want to thank them for their donation, $2,500. Mm. And all of that is going to come in to go toward the matching funds. And then, don't you know, David, we had another donation. All this has happened since Diane
wow.
called and said, God has touched my heart. I'm wow. going to be giving. Amen. We need to make sure that WCNO stays on the air. Our friend James, who gives regularly, comes in, and if you were listening during prayer and share, yes, it's the same James that in his BC days, he was, I guess we would say, an unsuccessful bank robber. He said it didn't pay off real well. Serving Jesus pays off. Amen. But Jim, we want to thank you for your support and your gift coming in. That is going to be a matching funds gift. And let me tell you where we are now. As of this moment, we now are at $54,519 going toward the tower. We still have available, let me see where my little note is here, because we have matching funds and we need your donation. Oh, yes, and John just called in today with a $200 tower gift. And that's going to be matching funds as well. Thank you, John, so much. That call came in this morning. David, give the phone numbers again. I'm going to give the total. Then we're going to Cynthia.
The number to call is 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100.
Please mark a tower, and we will make sure it gets added into the matching fund. Right now, we have $11,100 left in matching funds because of Diane's gracious gift. Mm-hmm. Diane, thank you so much. Again, we're now up to $54,519. The equipment, $77,000. We're getting closer to paying for the equipment. We haven't covered installation, but we don't need it yet. And God's going to provide. God is going to provide. We just want to say a huge thank you to all of us, all of you. Cynthia, welcome.
It's wonderful to be here. Absolutely.
Oh, yes. We're just,
you know,
we're so excited you're here. We're all laughing. Enjoy.
I'm a Floridian, and literally, you know, I tell people I'm a gator bite because we lived in the swamp when I was born in Fort Myers, Florida, actually not in the swamp, thank God. But, you know, we did live at the swamp. And so when Cynthia, when you come in, I think, oh, my, this just sounds like such beautiful language that you have. The accent is so awesome. And and I know you're not from southern Tennessee. I know that because, you know, my wife is from Georgia. She's kind of like on the line of Chattanooga and Ringgold and all of that. And when I met her, she had a wonderful accent, and I've tried to help her learn how to speak. But welcome, Cynthia, your daughter of the King, and God has put something on your heart, and you have been with us here how long?
I believe it's since 2020.
Yes, look at that.
I believe, yes.
We have had some wonderful calls from people that listen regularly to your programming. God has blessed you to encourage, to lift up, to strengthen people's hearts, and that's what we hear all the time from people that are listening in. And so we want to thank you for being a partner with us here in this ministry.
It is such a pleasure. It's an honor. I'm so proud to say that I am a part of WCNO. It's really, really, I enjoy it. It's a, and it's truly honor.
Well, you bring a fresh, not only accent, but you bring a wonderful direction to the Lord. And sometimes I hear her using like some messianic terms, you know, like Yeshua. Yeah, you do.
I've been taking a course in Hebrew just listening to
listening to your program. Tell us what God's put on your heart. That's why we brought you in today. Yeah. I wanted you to be able to share. You have a gathering that's going to be taking place in just a few days.
Yes, I think the word gathering is exactly what it is. It's it's not in particularly aimed to be a church service in any way. It is a gathering of, I hope, people of like mind, especially for those who do listen to me. And I truly feel this has been the Lord's timing, because I know that right now we are in such a Kairos, that's the only word I can use, Kairos time. It's a God, special God moment. You can feel it, and you know it. And things are moving in such a different way in our lives personally and in the Christian life. Things are just happening that you know this is not the way it has been. This is different. This is new. This is God. So, again, like the program is called For Such a Time as This, I have to be living in the words that I say. And when God does speak to me, I have to move in it. And I feel that this is a time for those who listen to the program, if we would like to gather, if they would like to come and meet in the name of Jesus, to worship Jesus. Because I think worship is so important. Worship and to enjoy scripture about him and to lift up Jesus. It's all about Jesus. I will be there. It will be nice to meet everybody because some people have expressed that desire. And I think, well, let's meet Jesus. And then also, it would be a special time for Holy Spirit. The main purpose is to give time, because I'll tell you what the wording he said to me. I felt this in my spirit. I felt the Lord said, prepare a place for me and make it known. And that has been with me ever since he said it. That's all I know. That's all I know is that this is a time. And when I started this, to arrange for the gathering, things just started to fall into place. And I thought, okay, yep, this is the way the Lord does work when things actually, because I've thought about it before. I thought about it like when it went from a 15-minute program to 3 minutes. I thought, okay, maybe this would be a good time to have a meeting of those listeners that are interested. It didn't work out. That was not the timing, you know. And you know when the door closes, the Lord is saying, not now. And but I feel this is the right time.
So tell us, where is this going to be? What date? Yeah. How can people get more information?
Okay. It is going to be held at a wonderful venue. It's called All Nations LDCC. I think LDCC stands for Life Development Christian Center. If I've got that wrong, please forgive me. All Nations LDCC, 862 Southwest Glenview Court. And that's in Port St. Lucie. It's actually off of Port St. Lucie Boulevard. And that's 34953. And my number, call me if you need any more details. It's 772-344-8485. And I think my main wording for it would be, let's experience what Holy Spirit will do with our hungry hearts. Holy Spirit is looking for those who want him, who are hungry for him. You know, I feel he's brooding, just brooding, looking. Who really wants me? You know, because it's a lot to carry. He is, I believe, because we've seen in the past when he lands, as in Asbury, when he lands, it's maintained. He's there. And as long as he's allowed to be there, he will be there. So I'm in great anticipation. That's the only wording I could get for it. Let's experience, because it's something that we do. We will experience an experience that we've never had before. Let's experience what Holy Spirit will do with our hungry hearts. The date for the event is the 15th of June. Yes, I believe that's a Thursday, 15th of June. And if we met at 1 p.m., from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. So that's just to give him, you know, just prepare a place for me and make it known. And I want to thank you, Jonathan, so much for making it known in this, you know, by inviting me today to make it known.
It's our pleasure. Our pleasure. Now, some are listening. They have children. Is this for families, men, women, kids? who should come to this?
Yeah. You know your children. You know at what age they respond to the Holy Spirit. Will they deter you away? Will they take your attention away from listening?
So there's not child care. There's nothing like that.
There's nothing like child care. No.
Okay. No. Well, people want to know that, you know, that are listening.
Yes,
sure.
Good thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if your children are old enough to participate and be a part, then you know, I just grew up in a different day. I mean, we didn't get to vote on whether or not we were old enough. You know, I grew up in the day when if there was anything happening and God was going to be there, Dad said, "Hey, that's a priority to us." And you know, it was a wonderful thing to learn to be respectful of the presence of God. Mm-hmm. And you know, even going to India, my wife and I, we stepped into this huge auditorium packed with people.
Wow.
And there were babies, you know, some looked like they had just been born. There were, you know, kids of every age and seniors and every age of people. And the atmosphere was electrified with the presence of God.
Yep.
And instantly, I was just lifted up. It was just one of those raptured moments.
Yep.
And what I didn't understand is that all of those families, or many of them, had been there all through the night, praying, seeking God, and preparing for the services that we were there to take part in.
Exactly.
And, you know, it makes a huge difference when we prepare our hearts.
Yes.
And we come expecting God. And you know, the children, some would say, well, in America our kids could never do that. It's because we as parents don't do it. We haven't trained our children to do it. But these days are different.
They are different.
And I believe the hunger that people have for real and for God is on a deeper level than what we've seen in a while. And David, we've talked about this.
We certainly have. And it's, in fact, I believe that hunger is being evidenced increasing exponentially in our culture today.
Many signs across our nation. You know, many Christian films are coming out. God is speaking through those. That means that godly people are actually opening up their wallets to support Christianity and godly films to be produced and to bring them into the market. And then there is support to go and see them so that
Hollywood is taking a note, and I believe there may even be some bean counters in the accounting business today, and maybe some investors that are going, hey, I may have to rethink what I'm going to invest in.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. in the secular world.
Yes.
Because God is awakening his church, and I believe that God wants to get us ready.
Yes.
And so this is a season of readiness, yes, preparation,
yes,
and a season to listen and a season to obey what the Father's calling us to. And so once again, Cynthia, we want to thank you for your ministry. God has put on your heart to invite people in for this gathering, and I have some notes here. We've talked some, but it's going to be a time of worship, a time of the Word of God, which you always have, and it's also going to be a time of Holy Spirit ministry.
Yes.
And so come to receive,
yes,
come to